Adam and Eve's disobedience separated them from God. Yet God did not forget His special creation. God wanted a relationship with people. Many years passed. Eventually, God chose one man from whom to raise a people that would be His. This is a story from God's Word. God said to Abraham, "Leave your native country and your relatives and go to the land that I will show you. I will give you many descendants. I will make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. All the families on earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham, who was 75 years old, did as God had instructed. He took his wife Sarah and all his livestock and all the people who were part of his household and headed for a land that God would show him. Finally, they arrived in the land God was leading Abraham to, and he set up camp beside a large tree. While there, God appeared to Abraham and said, "I will give this land to your descendants and make you into a great people group." Then Abraham worshipped God. Sometime later, God spoke to Abraham in a vision and said to him, "Do not be afraid. I will protect you, and you will receive a great reward." But Abraham replied, "God, what good are all your blessings when I don't even have a son? You have not given me children. A servant in my household will inherit all my wealth and be my heir." Then God said to him, "No. Your servant will not be your heir, because you will have a son." Then God took Abraham outside and said to him, "Look up into the sky and count the stars. This is how many descendants you will have." And Abraham believed God, and God considered him to be in a right relationship with him because of his trust. Many years passed, and God kept his promise to Abraham, giving him a son. And his son had sons, and their sons had sons, until he had indeed become a great people group. Some of them followed God, but many of them followed their own desires. So God sent many special messengers to encourage them to turn from their disobedience and follow God. One of these special messengers was a man named Isaiah, who brought a message of hope to the people. Isaiah said that God would send a Savior, and there will be nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, and we will turn our backs on him and look the other way. He will be despised, and we won't care. Many will think his troubles are a punishment from God for disobeying him. He will be beaten and whipped so that we can have peace and so that we will be healed. We are like sheep that wander away. We have left God's path to follow our own, but God will put on him all of our guilt and disobedience. He will be like a lamb taken to the slaughter, or a sheep that is silent before the shearers. He will not open his mouth. He will be punished and killed for our sins. But the amazing thing is, he'll see life again. Because of this, many people have a right relationship with God. This is the message that Isaiah gave to the people. And from that time on, the people waited expectantly for the promised Savior to come. This is the end of this story from God's Word.